Unalaska Community Broadcasting has covered local news for the past 20 years, and to mark that anniversary, KUCB is spending every Thursday of 2019 looking back at our former reporters and sharing some of their stories. This month, we are focusing on Stephanie Joyce, who worked here between 2011 and 2013. Today, we're sharing two of her stories that dealt with rats. Up first is this report from 2011 about the fishing vessel Bangun Perkasa. It came derelict to the port of Dutch Harbor after getting caught while fishing illegally.
The 140-foot Perkasa was intercepted by the Coast Guard in mid-September, 2,600 miles southwest of Kodiak, and was escorted into Dutch Harbor by the Coast Guard cutter Monroe. The boat's arrival has produced considerable anxiety among locals who fear that rats from the ship will make it to shore. A 2007 state law prohibits vessels from entering state waters with rodents on board, but the Alaska Department of Fish and Game granted the Perkasa an exemption yesterday. In order to allow state troopers to evacuate the crew from the vessel, the Perkasa was permitted to enter Broad Bay, just outside Dutch Harbor. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Tom Shoemaker, who helped author the exemption, says federal, state, local, and tribal officials all agreed on the plan before the ship was allowed to enter state waters. The Perkasa was at least a mile offshore at all times, a distance which fish and wildlife biologist Steve Ebert says is further than most rats can swim.
They swim away from the vessel, and then they'll swim in circles, and then eventually they just bob up and down like a Coke bottle with the nose straight up in the air.
Rat issues aside, local Mayor Shirley Marquardt says she doesn't want the vessel to end up docked within the city of Unalaska.
And we don't have dock space to just handle any derelict vessel that gets dumped on our doorstep. So I just assume, you know, it goes somewhere else. And I honestly, frankly, I don't care where it goes other than our port.
Marquardt called for the Coast Guard to scuttle the ship.
People go, scuttling a ship? You can't do that. You can't put it on the bottom. Why not? If it's clean of contaminants and it goes down in the bottom of the trench.
Senator Begich also asked the Coast Guard to scuttle the ship, although for different reasons.
It will send two messages. One, we're not allowing any rats in Alaska. But the second piece is, if you do illegal fishing in our waters, we're going to sink your ship and be done with it.
The Coast Guard has not yet commented on the possibility of scuttling the Perkasa, but federal regulation requires a waiting period before the government can dispose of the vessel. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
The Bangun Perkasa was eventually dismantled in a scrapyard. Now we will re-air one more of Joyce's stories about rats. This one comes from 2012, when the crew of the fishing vessel Northwestern came under investigation by the state. That was because evidence of their harboring rats appeared on an episode of Deadliest Catch.
Burdell makes his first appearance during the fifth episode of season 8. It's a slow stretch of fishing for the Northwestern, and there's not much human drama for the cameras to film until...
It's a f***ing rat!
That is in the box!
As the deckhands corral the terrified rodent into a bucket, Captain Sig Hansen lays down some folk wisdom.
In Norway, rats are good luck, folks.
The crew decides to hang on to Burdell, whose name is never explained, and then the pots start rolling in full.
Captain Sig honed in on the crab once again. And his good luck charm gets a stay of execution.
We're not going to toss him over the side. I say we release him in Akadam. This is really something.
If that segment of reality TV actually does reflect reality, Hansen's decision to keep the rat could end up costing the Northwestern up to $200,000. Regulations passed in 2007 make harboring rats a Class A misdemeanor in Alaska. Releasing them into the wild is definitely illegal. State troopers are investigating the incident and wouldn't comment for this story, but if they do prosecute, it would be the first time the rat laws have been applied. Joe Meehan is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and something of a rat expert. His reaction to the video?
Yeah, I thought it was odd. I had never heard that rats could be considered as good luck.
In fact, Meehan says they're often distinctively unlucky.
Rats can chew on wires and communications equipment. They contaminate foods through their feces and urine. Just there's a whole host of problems that rats can cause for humans.
That's leaving aside their considerable environmental impacts, like destroying seabird colonies. Many of the Aleutian Islands, including Akutan, already have resident rat populations. But Meehan says new rats could strengthen their genetic pool or introduce new diseases.
Of course, not all the islands in the Aleutians have rats. And so we certainly don't want to get rats on any new islands.
People in the rat field also don't want celebrities giving other fishermen ideas. Rodent eradication is expensive. Getting rid of the vermin on Hawada, formerly known as Rat Island, cost $2.5 million. In the end, Burdell never had the opportunity to colonize any islands. A Deadliest Catch web extra suggests he was accidentally tossed off the boat.
Rat overboard!
What it looks like to me is that he just abandoned ship. I think our stowaway just went for a swim.
Fish and Games Meehan says while he's happy Burdell didn't get released on Accutan, tossing rats overboard is not the preferred method of disposal. Rats are strong swimmers, so trapping or poisoning them is the only way to ensure their demise. In On Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
That was a 2012 report by Stephanie Joyce, the sixth reporter in the history of On Alaska Community Broadcasting. Join us next Thursday when we'll re-air another one of her stories as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of KUCB's newsroom. You can also hear Joyce's most recent work on WNYC's Nancy podcast, where she serves as an editor.